Good morning, RVA. It's 54 degrees and highs today should stick around in the mid-70s. Looks like rain has moved out of town for at least the next several days, and we're in for steadily increasing temperatures as far as the extended forecast can see. Water cooler. Richmond police are reporting a double homicide that occurred last night at approximately 9:53 p.m. on the 3600 block of Decatur Street. Police arrived on the scene and found two men shot to death. They have yet to release the names of the victims. The RTD's Katie Burnell Evans covers some of the folks who were press conferencing at City Hall yesterday, trying to delay the adoption of the mayor's education compact until a new superintendent is hired. Either coincidentally or in response to the aforelinked press conference, the mayor's office released this statement slash update. A couple of thoughts. First, I super agree with the final quote in the RTD piece. Quote, here's the sad truth. A new superintendent is not going to save us. It's cliche to say, but we have to save ourselves. However, I thought the point of the compact was exactly that, to set up a framework of communication collaboration that wasn't based on specific personalities. If the school board and the mayor's administration have already agreed to the general concepts behind the compact, let's get this thing drafted in front of city council. Second, I don't really know where this bit about charters or privatization mentioned in the RTD piece came from. I am not an education compact expert, but that was not a takeaway I had after reading the document. Third, this sentence from the announcement of the press conference is troubling. Quote, considering a broad lack of understanding of the scope and implication of the education compact, we are calling for a delay in improving this initiative until a new superintendent has been selected. I know there have been a dozen public meetings, but if a sizable group of advocates, including Richmond Teachers for Social Justice, Support Richmond Public Schools, New Virginia Majority, Advocates for Equity in Schools, Alliance for a New Progressive Virginia, Northside Coalition for Children, Inc., RVA Opt Out, and Students for RPS. If those folks are still confused about the compact, it's totally worth rethinking the outreach strategy. Better to get folks' questions answered now, maybe by the mayor himself, than end up with yet another contentious battle in front of city council, especially over something we're all pretty much in favor of, right? Homeward will be in front of City Council's Education and Human Services Committee today, giving a presentation on the collective impact to end homelessness in Richmond. If you've ever wondered how the region works together on homelessness, that presentation has a lot of info you'll find interesting. I was surprised by just how many folks are involved in this work. Oh snap, part of the Monroe Park renovation plans include a Portland loo, aka a public bathroom. The Urban Design Committee will chat it up at their meeting today, and here's the staff recommendation. Public restrooms were idea number 68 in Aaron Williams' 100 Days to a Better RVA. Jackie Krzyzewski's cover story for Style Weekly is about the status of and work to improve the James River, and it's definitely worth reading. It also has the word poop in the subhead, so thumbs up on that. Former FBI Director James Comey will testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee today at 10 a.m. You can watch on C-SPAN if you want, and you can read his written statement here. Also, Britain has elections today. Sports. Squirrels split their doubleheader yesterday and wrap up the series with Binghamton tonight at 6:35 p.m. Nats fell to the Dodgers 1-2 and will make up a game with Baltimore tonight at 7:05 p.m. This morning's long read is titled The Mackinac Island Stone Skipping Competition. Here's an excerpt. To reach the upper echelons of the skipping world was not easy. Mackinac was divided into two heats. First, there was the open division in which every fudge-eating tourist on the island was welcome. Usually, there were a few hundred people who entered. Only by winning the open can you move up into the professional division, which features heavy hitters such as Russ Rock Bottom Bears, whose Guinness World Record held for years at 51 skips, Max Top Gun Steiner, who took the title from Bears with 65, and Kurt Mountain Man Steiner, no relation to Max, who currently holds the title with 88. This morning's Instagram is by Instagram user Kelly_M Reynolds, and is a picture of a osprey flying into a nest and the claws are out. And it's a terrifying bird picture. You can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on gmrva.com.